Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Hot off the press, it's Kyle Bruston-Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. We're live from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in the Sportsbook, which is amazing. For you, tomorrow and Wednesday, there is a great opportunity if you come to the Sportsbook, you buy a beer, you buy food, you place a $5 wager, you can depart on a shuttle. This is so close to American Family Field. Plus, you can hang out here before the game and enjoy all of what they got going on at the Sportsbook. If you purchase anything, you can go to the game on a shuttle. I mean, that's amazing.
You don't have to worry about parking because the parking
here, the parking lot is amazing.
Ample amounts of parking.
Of all the places we go, we go to a lot of places. Sometimes we're like, where do we park? Oh, there's a big parking structure here. I don't have to think about it.
It's stress-free. You don't have,
no one wants to think about parking when it comes to a Brewers game. But for Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, they're making it even easier. Parking here, come, have a purchase, hop on a shuttle. 515 departure for a VIP shuttle. Sportsbooks guest service, 545 and 615. So come on down, get a shuttle at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's a no-brainer.
That's the best shuttle deal in town.
It is. Stress-free, easy.
And you can just buy a beer and say, okay, I'm here for the shuttle.
Or five, I mean, that's right. See, that's why I like Pottawatomie Sportsbook. They only said $5. They said they don't need to put $100 down. You can. But all it takes is $5 on Josh Jacobs over 1,050 yards or any $5 bet, and you can get on the shuttle just like that to go to AmFam Field for the Brewers. I love it.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Now, one of the people we've talked about players for the Green Bay Packers in a potential prop bet is Jordan Love's over 3,600 yards this coming season. There's been a lot of trying to figure out what fans really think of Jordan Love. I simply ask, not is he, not what is he closer to a top 15 quarterback or a top 5 quarterback? Because when you think about a top 5 quarterback, those are the ones that stand out right away. The Mahomes, the Allens, the Lamars, the Burrows. You could put Hurts around there, but like you get what I'm getting at. Super Bowl winners, high-caliber quarterbacks that when you look at, you say, yes, they're one of the best in the NFL. Then you got your Baker Mayfields. You know, maybe take me – I see you got a list up. I was going to pull mine. Do you got a 10 through 15 on ESPN.com?
I got the 10 through 12 that ESPN.com created with Jordan Love being the 12th. And this is going to be your big decision point. Like, is he closer to top 5 or closer to 15? But from 1 to 10, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Now, those are hard – those are pretty ironclad. You got Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, C.J. Stroud, and then yours truly at number 12 is Jordan Love. Now, this is a list that ESPN.com put out of coaches, executive scouts that ranked everybody. And after that, it feels like it was a drop-off. It seems like Love is not, you know, even debatably much further down than that. To me, though, if the question is he closer to 15 or is he closer to 5? I have a hard time putting him ahead of any of these quarterbacks. He certainly hasn't done enough to make me believe that he should be above Jalen Hurts, who's your Super Bowl MVP, or above Jared Goff, who just consistently puts in, you know, consistent numbers. Matthew Stafford, who's won a Super Bowl, and Jaden Daniels has skyrocketed with efficiency and playmaking. So even Baker Mayfield, hard to argue with what Jordan Love has done over Baker Mayfield, at least in the recent future. So for me, unfortunately, at the end of the season, I think it's going to be a different conversation. But through today, I don't know how we can put Jordan Love in the top 8 to put him closer to 5 than he is to 15, just because injury last year, inconsistencies. I just don't know how you can do it, especially over these other guys. I think he's going to have a big year, and I think this time next year it's a completely different conversation. But up until this point, I think you have a hard time putting him closer to 5 than you do to 15.
Yeah, for me, I think this is easy. Jordan Love is closer to 5 than 15. It's super easy. When you look at Jordan Love, last year he was top 10 in touchdown passes, and the year before that, his first year as a starter, top 10 in touchdown passes. Top 5 in QBR as well this past season as well. And what I love about Jay Love is this.
Wait a minute.
If you want to get to interceptions, let's talk about interceptions then. Jordan Love had a lot of interceptions early in the season. And what I love about Jordan Love, it seems like in both seasons, the 2023 season and 2024, Jordan Love has some corrections that he needed to make. He needed to get better at some more consistency. And so 2 years ago, we needed Jordan Love to play better down the stretch. And what did he do? He ended up as the best quarterback at the end of the season of 2023. Last year, we were talking about, oh my gosh, Jordan Love has 9 interceptions already throughout the season. So many interceptions, 10 interceptions. What did he do? He went on. He went on and he only threw, I believe at the end of the year, only threw one interception, and one of it, it wasn't a bad decision. It ended up being an errant pass that he had. And so all I'm saying when it comes to Jordan Love, what I love about him is the fact that when he looks at something he needs to improve in the second half of the season, he has done exactly that. And when I think about his ability to avoid getting sacks, with Jordan Love being healthy this year, one thing that great quarterbacks do is they're able to be elusive in the pocket. They're able to buy more time. They're able to keep their eyes downfield and still throw the ball. That is what makes a lot of the guys special, whether it's Brett Favre or whether it's Aaron Rodgers, or whether you're talking about Patrick Mahomes. All those guys have the ability to move in the pocket and buy some time and complete the ball down the field, and that's exactly what Jordan Love can do. So when you add in the fact that he's going to be healthy, hopefully this season, and you add in his mobility where he's going to use his leg to become a running threat, I think it is already written in stone that Jordan Love will be a top 5 quarterback this season. That's why I cannot wait.
Y'all looking at each other right now,
but that boy, he's showing the swagger that's needed. He's got the confidence, the way he's carrying himself and talking. I feel really good about Jordan Love to cement himself in being a top 5 quarterback.
So then why are you sitting here and not jumping all over 3,600 passing yards?
What do you mean? Where the money at? I got the money right here. What you talking about? I just got to wait. I got a show to
do.
Sounds
like you wanted to put more on Josh Jacobs. But if you think,
Josh Jacobs was easy money. Jordan Love, I feel good. Dude, he threw for almost 3,400 yards last year.
I'm just saying, bring that same energy for Jordan Love. If he's going to be a top five quarterback, then 3,600 yards is in the book.
You're talking about the best quarterback in the NFC.
Well, I have no problem and no issue with putting that money on Jordan Love. And the touchdown pass is what, 23, 24?
24 and a half.
Come on. Now, why y'all playing with Jordan? Why y'all playing with Jordan going for 30-plus touchdowns?
Are you yelling at us or the sports books right now?
Yeah, I love the sports book, but, man, why y'all playing my boy like that?
Do you agree, though, that you're talking primarily about what you expect to see going forward, not what he's already done? Because I'm in agreement with you there. I think he's going to have a big season. I think he will lurch himself into top seven, something like that. But so far, his level of inconsistency, you can't put him above the quarterbacks like Goff or Jalen Hurts.
I think he's closer to – in his overall ability and what I think he can be and what he has shown me is that to me he's closer to top 5 than closer to
Stroh,
top
let's
to
pull
fi-
it.
Top
is
15?
Jordan Love closer to a top 5 or a top 15 quarterback?
I feel very confident at the end of this season we'll all be talking about, boy, Jordan Love is the real deal. A healthy Jordan Love is dangerous. And I ain't talking about Russell Dangerous. I'm talking or what? No, it was Baker.
That's Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, Mr. Unlimited. Baker Mayfield, was he dangerous?
Dangerous? Maybe?
No,
was
no,
that
no,
a thing?
Saying, yeah, I wake up feeling dangerous, though.
Baker, yeah. He's better than both. Let's go.
Yeah, I think I'm with Brad here right now.
Mark it, save it. Say, let's clip it. They don't believe in Jordan Love like we do,
Stroh. Right, we heard you. As it stands right now, it's hard to put him in that category. That is a group of guys that have been doing it for quite some time, and the consistency just hasn't been there from Jordan Love. For me to be like, yes, he's going to be in the conversation of Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and
let's even do this. Okay, we'll take Baker Mayfield out because you think Baker Mayfield's no big deal. In order, he's got to be at least top 9 to be closer to 5 than he's 15.
Go ahead, list it off.
Who are you taking off of here? Mahomes, nope. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar. We're not moving
top
any of those.
Four.
Okay, so now you got 5 through 9.
Jared Goff,
Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford.
Give me love.
You said Jaden Daniels at the end of the season was better than Jordan Love.
I said what I said. Give me love.
Been to a Super Bowl and
won it.
Justin Herbert.
Give me love. What has Jared Justin Goff, Herbert ever won a playoff
Jared
game?
Jared Goff and Jalen Hurts.
Give me love, give me love, give me love.
Come on. You're, Jalen Hurts all just took, won a Super
all
Bowl.
All it took was Jalen Hurts to have one good season this past. He's been good. But he had a great season because last year, going into last year, he was not a top 10 quarterback. Jalen Hurts wins the Super Bowl. He's top 10 now.
He's been to two Super Bowls.
Well, you got to have him top 10 going into last year.
Okay.
So all right. So Jordan Love, if Jordan Love plays well, this team goes to the NFC Championship. We're easily talking about the Packers having a top five quarterback.
Well, easily.
What do you mean? Well, if this Packer team goes to an NFC Championship, that means that Jordan Love had to have a phenomenal season.
Most likely, and I would say he's for sure top seven. But that fifth slot, those other four,
dude,
are just
taking Matthew Stafford over Jordan Love. Stop it
for one season.
No,
I'm out on old Stafford right now. I think this is the year it all goes bye bye for him. Yeah, he can't move.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, Jay. I mean, he was frozen in a game where they played in Philly. And then Jaden Daniels. Okay, we'll see. Jaden Daniels is a young up and coming quarterback.
Yeah, I'm good with the we'll see there because we did the same thing with Jordan Love after year.
And
one.
Even with Jaden Daniels, when you look at the numbers compared to Jordan Love, who didn't play as many games as Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love was still right there with him.
Yeah, but Jaden Daniels runs.
The legs are a part of the equation.
The
legs are fantastic. I think that Jordan Love this year, for him to take the next step, you've talked about it before, Ben. Jordan Love, and he's acknowledged it, he needs to be able to be a running threat in order for him to be the total package. What he does in a pocket is magical. I'm telling y'all, his ability to avoid sacks. Our offensive line was good, but Jordan Love's ability to avoid sacks, he's magnificent being able to avoid sacks. If you add his ability to do that and be able to scramble and pick up first downs, I'm telling y'all.
None of KBN Nation is believing a word that Kyle's saying because they think he should take over the Homer hour from 5 to 6.
I don't know what that means, but cash,
you know what
money.
That means. It means you're being a homer.
So, wait, KBN Nation doesn't believe in Jordan Love? Really?
It has nothing to do with not believing in him. Putting him top five in the NFL is a major jump for him.
I believe Jordan Love by the end of this season will be a top five quarterback. So I am projecting what I believe Jordan Love is going to be. Now, today going into the season,
Ben just swiped Kyle's money.
He just took my money too easy. That goes to Pato for me to get
Kyle's
my money
heart rate
back.
Going a little
this
too
is
high.
An investment, baby. I got a wedding coming up, and guess what? Pato going to help pay for the wedding. Because I'm going to win on Jordan Love, I'm going to win on the Packers, and I'm going to win on Josh Jacobs. But I feel very confident that Jordan Love will be closer to top five.
Oh, you are?
15.
You're pretty confident? I think I hear that.
I don't know why y'all not. I don't know why you have any doubts in your mind. You all don't believe at the end of the season Jordan Love.
A top five quarterback is insanely high bar.
But you don't. So you
I think he'll be no doubt top 10. He's borderline already top 10. But to be the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. We're talking about a legit MVP candidate. I'm not sure he's there yet.
So you might as well bet on him for the MVP because if he gets to the NFC Championship game, that's the type of season that
would
get him at.
To be MVP, you usually got to work your way up. He didn't have a year last year that would make me want to believe that he'll be an MVP, but I definitely think he'll be the best quarterback in the NFC North and one of the better quarterbacks.
If he ends up on a top five list, that's him having an MVP like
Patrick Mahomes is top five, and he wasn't an MVP caliber at all.
Yeah, but he also has a resume.
But I'm not betting on Jordan Love to win the MVP. Also, when you look at the roster at receivers, I can't trust those receivers not to drop passes quite yet. I feel good about them being improved in the way Tate Wicks.
You feel good about everything.
What is there not to feel good about? There's great things coming out with these guys in T-shirts and shorts on.
Okay, that's enough.
Dontavian Wicks has been electric. Ask Jason Wilde, who will be joining us. Electric during camp.
I'm pretty sure Dontavian Wicks left practice with an injury today.
Today?
He did show up on the I'm not sure it's serious, but he did show up on injuries from today.
What was it? I know a lot of this stuff happened when I'll be doing other stuff.
Other stuff.
Might have another show.
Kyle has zero credibility. Packer backer or backpedaler. These are all the carbs. I didn't. This is all you. I didn't set up KBN Nation to roast you. You just said what you said.
KBN Nation, I will not. When the Packers are balling out this year and Jordan Love is looking spectacular, don't say I told you so because I will.
Jason Wilde joins us next to discuss Kyle's optimism that can't be unmatched.
Go, Pack, go.
You're listening to Kyle.
Can't say the same.
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
I'm a naturally inquisitive person.
Holding everybody accountable.
If you feel better about that, I'm happy to do so.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Bruston Norton.
Live from Potawatomi Sportsbook. Look, it's Kyle Bruss and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman's trophy running the show. Make sure you come tomorrow and place a wager, buy a beer. You barely have to do anything, and you get a shuttle right through double doors that I'm looking at in the sports book. Easy access to a shuttle, great parking lot, great entertainment before the 6:40 game tomorrow. So come to Pottawatomie Sportsbook. They have shuttles for you, and they have shuttles coming back starting at the bottom of the seventh inning and end 1 hour after the conclusion of the game. Jason Mulde joining us here on Kyle Bruss and Nortman. Jason, let me warn you, Kyle didn't drink the green and gold Kool-Aid today. He took a bath in the green and gold Kool-Aid. Welcome
splash,
to the program.
Jason, splish splash.
She was taking a bath. 17-0 for this team.
Yeah, I'm feeling that type of energy today, Jason.
The poll question right now, well, he got there based off the poll question, I believe, is we asked is, and this can get tricky, as you know, Jason, when you mentioned Jordan Love, is he closer to a top five or a top 15 quarterback? Right now, 59% of people say closer to a top 15 quarterback. Kyle thinks he's top five, and it'll be set in stone by the end of the year.
He could be top five by the end of the year, but he's closer to top 15 now.
That's kind of what I was going for.
Argue that otherwise.
Well, 41% of people argue that he's closer to top five. Closer to. That's the big caveat there.
Based on – so what is that – so where –
uh-oh.
Jason's losing Jason. We got Jason back.
I don't know what it is with my reception this time lately. I got full bars. 5G. Oh. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, now
it's better.
Yeah, so midway through is 10. I think he was, 12th on Pro Football Focus. He was 11th on some NFL.com thing. Like, based on how he finished the season, he threw three interceptions in a playoff game. They lost their last three games, including the playoff game. That doesn't mean that's what he is forever, but I don't know how you don't look at it and say that's what he is right now, and it's incumbent on him to show that the injury issues are behind him, that he's going to stay healthy, and even if he doesn't, he's going to find a way to be productive anyway. I will say this, and I saw this, and I don't want to get in trouble with the PR staff, but I think it's still stupid that we're not able to take video, but fans are. But Love had this fantastic throw to Dontavian Wicks. I think it was Friday, and it was great. He got pressure from each side, up into the throw, and he's got this great skill, we've talked about this before, of being able to create tiny little space within the pocket so he can maneuver. And he made this unbelievable throw for a touchdown of 49 yards to Wicks. And I thought, that's one of the things that makes him special. So if he's able to do that and do it more effectively than he did last year when he had the injuries, then that's going to make him better. And maybe at the end of the season, if we're talking about him as a top five quarterback, great. I still think there's a hell of a lot of good quarterbacks that don't play for the Packers that we're not biased toward the way we might be toward Jordan Love. But look, everything is out in front of him, and we know that he's a good player. Now we just have to find out how good he is.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Jason. I think the biggest thing is injury. I understand to be a great quarterback, we've seen a lot of great ones, is that you have to be able to play through injury and excel at a high level. We saw Aaron Rodgers basically play with one calf, and he was able to lift his team to the playoffs. So overall, understand Jordan Love last year playing through injuries, it wasn't as good as we expected him to be, but he was still top 10 in touchdown passes and still top 5 in QBR. And I think overall what I loved is the second half of the football season, he wasn't plagued with the interception issues that he had during the first half. I love to see the growth that Jordan Love has in season to be able to make that change. And now we just need to see him put together a full football season.
Yeah, and then he went against a good defense and was under a lot of pressure and threw three picks. So he's got work to do, but again, I tell you guys this all the time. The thing I love about Jordan is he doesn't shy away from that, and I respect him for that a ton.
Yeah, Jason, one of the big dramas of camp, at least early on, was this Elgton Jenkins situation and sort of a back injury, I'm going to use air quotes, and a hold, maybe not an official hold-in, but contract disputes, maybe that getting in the way of him practicing. He was out there today practicing, at least taking a step forward with it, spoke to the media after. What's the update there? And did he basically, for lack of better terms, wave the white flag and just say, I'm just going to play on my current contract and Goody won?
So yes and no, Brad. And a really good question. I talked to him for a while after the crowd dispersed, and look, the reality is that the Packers weren't budging, and the decision that he had to make, and I think it's a smart one that he made, even though it sucks for him personally, is that he's playing a new position. He can't continue this into infinity, right? Sooner or later, he's putting himself at a disadvantage of being able to succeed at a new position where he has played there occasionally. He is certainly, not only was he willing, but when they came to him with this idea, he said, let me think on it. He didn't have to think very long. This is what he wanted to do. He said he always wanted to be a center late in his career. So I think what he found was these guys aren't budging. And if I'm going to succeed at this position to the point where either they're going to have to pay me again next year, or I'm going to go find a job with somebody else and get paid even more because they don't like 30-year-old dudes, I better get out there because I'm only going to hurt myself. So he's betting on himself. But again, and I know I've been a bit of an apologist for him. I stand by that. He was not asking for a brand-new contract. He's not asking for 4 years, $77 million like they gave Aaron Banks. He's not even demonstrably angry about being paid less than the guy who's now taking over his spot. He's taken one for the team. I do think he realizes that he needed to get to work. The back injury was legitimate, but, you know, had they had a playoff game on the 23rd when they opened practice, would he have played with it? I feel pretty confident he would have played through the back injury. He did talk about the stinger that he suffered in the playoff game, and he could not play after that fourth play where he got hurt. He said his whole side of his body was numb, and his arm could not function. So he tried to stay in that game and wasn't able to. So I think that's kind of where they're at, right? He's got to, you know, he's going to have to, hopefully maybe they take care of him midway through the season. But they did not budge, and sooner or later he had to say, if I'm going to succeed and get paid by these guys or somebody else, I'm afraid I have to get out there, even though it's not fair.
Jason Wilde joining us here on Kyle Brusenortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
Jason, really thoughtful answers. A lot of info there. Just to confirm, was it partially his decision, Elgton that is, to move to center and move from guard? Because earlier on I felt like it was the Packers saying, hey, we got to move you to guard or move you to center or else. Are you saying that he had some say in it and actually kind of wants to be at center?
I think he wants to be there. I don't think he necessarily, like, I don't know what would have happened, Brad, if they had said, we want you to move to center. He said, can I think about it? And then he came back and said no. Right. I don't know what they would have done then. And also, you know, they knew because he had told them in the past that later in his career, he was interested in moving to center. Now, okay. I don't know if he necessarily wanted to do it right now. And again, this is, and you know this from having played in this league, it is such a one-way deal. Like, yeah. I don't know how it would have played out otherwise had he stood up and said, no, I'm a guard. I don't want to move to guard. I don't want to move out of guard yet. I'm not sure how that would have worked. So I think he understands the situation. But again, he's a confident guy. He's basically taking, and this is what I'm going to write on Channel 3000, he's basically taking the Davante Adams approach now. I'm going to bet on myself. I believe in myself. I think I can do this. I'm going to absorb the risk of playing without guaranteed money in my contract. And I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that I stay healthy because I believe I'm a really good football player, and if these guys don't want me, I know someone else will.
That's a good answer from Jason Wilde. Makes sense to me. And I also want to know, Jason, after Nate Hobbs got a talking to, Nate Hobbs had a partial doing in Marshawn Lloyd leaving practice today. Have you seen anything like this before?
I have not. I have not seen I mean, look, we literally asked LaFleur about it yesterday, but on top of that, LaFleur told us before, I mean, I was doing the show with Brad, but said before practice that they showed a video and talked about taking care of each other and not taking guys to the ground, and Nate Hobbs did it anyway. And that's what, I mean, he got benched. We talked to him after practice, and I talked to him for an extended period of time. And, you know, he said Matt LaFleur was well with it. He was absolutely right to do it. He had violated that. He's really having a problem, though, kind of delineating between playing the game the way you play it in a game and playing it the way you play it in practice. And, you know, we talked for a long time, and one of the things he said was when he was in seventh grade, he was physical even then, and he was short and small. And the parents and the coaches said, "What if this guy grows and gets taller and bigger? He's going to be a problem." And they were exactly right. Now, the last thing he said to me during our conversation, I said, "You know, everybody's pissed at you right now, but when you do this on September 7th against the other guys in the Honolulu Blue, they're going to be loving it." And he said, "Yeah, today it was bad. I feel horrible, horrible. But on September 7th, it's going to be real good." And he's not wrong about that.
Marshawn Lloyd's okay, right? No big nothing to.
I mean, he did not finish practice, but he was, you know, I always use as a barometer, if he stays out on the field and watches the rest of practice, that's a good sign. If he has to go into the Hudson Center and go in to the training room, then it's not a good sign. He watched the rest of practice, so that is an encouraging sign.
Yeah, I did see Josh Jacobs talking to him as well, showing some leadership. Jason, this is all great stuff as we're live from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and the wonderful sports book. We didn't even drop a doing well today, so I thought this segment was great.
All right, make sure you give me some of that salmon while you're there. Just don't try to mail it to me because it won't stick.
Oh, you might have just got me what I'm going to order.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde with everything you need to know for the Green Bay Packers. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman live from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and their amazing sports book where they have shuttles for you the next two games for the Milwaukee Brewers. Come in, buy a beer, place a $5 wager, eat some food, and you can just go right on the shuttle. I'm looking at some double doors at the sportsbook. Think about the free parking that you have, the easy access. They provide everything you need to have a fun experience here and on your way to and from the ballpark. They make it easy for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. When we come back, speaking of the Brewers, we're getting closer and closer to this game, and I'm getting more juiced. Brewers, Cubs. Division on the line next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Steph, your biggest strength in life that you bring to this world?
Probably my wife, because she keeps me calm. Even when I'm cursing at the TV during Packers games, I always know I can fall back on her.
That's sweet, man. Who knew KBN Nation was so many simps? Boy, I love this. I love this.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Up again. Yeah, you messed it up, Kyle. You we go third.
I didn't want to risk him turning our mics off.
Smart move, actually.
I can't risk.
Should we do this again?
Brewers!
Brewers!
Town strophe.
Brewers!
No. Hold on, Ben. I just got to know when you're able to talk. All right, go, Ben.
Just Ben Bruston, Alex Stroph here with you, because anytime that Kyle and Brad want to ruin a good thing, I turn their volumes all the way down because no one wants to hear them ruin our thing.
We're the only real Brewers fans around here.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I guess Kyle, you weren't willing to sacrifice two Packer losses though for it, so I don't know.
0-2 is
no, you
to go 8-0. That's crazy.
Is this a playoff like series, or is it just another series?
Oh, this is all playoffs, baby.
It's closer to just another series than it is a playoff.
Thank you, Strope.
No, oh,
thank you,
gosh.
Alex.
These guys,
Alexander. Thank you.
You got to get your mind on the prize, Strope. Think about it. This is as close as a playoff series as you're going to feel all year, and it's closer to that playoff series than it is just any old series. Here's why: the atmosphere.
Okay.
Here's why: the atmosphere at American Family Field. It will feel not quite like a playoff game, but closer to that than a normal game. The pitching lineup that you have, Mizorowski, Quinn Priester, Peralta. I'll be honest, I don't know the Cubs pitchers, but I saw their stat lines, and they're ridiculous. So you're talking about top pitchers versus top pitchers against a rival, another top opponent with real important wins on the line. These games might dictate who wins the NL Central, and we know how important that is. So everything from atmosphere to pitching to quality of opponent to important of wins, this is more than just a series. This feels close to a playoff series, and I will say this. The Brewers have done great.
Brad.
What's that?
I can already tell you why you're wrong.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me finish this. The Brewers are already we're concerned about how they are when it comes to playoffs. If you want to get that taste out of your mouth, you win a series like this one, you feel real good when October rolls around.
So, post All-Star break, all I could think about was Jacob Mizorowski, seeing him pitch again. He didn't get through five innings. He's gone further with his pitch count, but they pulled him early. If you think that in July the Brewers are going to treat this like a playoff series, you're wrong.
I'm not saying they're going to make him go eight innings, but this is going to feel like a playoff
series.
They
also play the Cubs again later in the season. That will likely have more of a feel because you'll have a better idea towards the way end of the season. I think every game does matter. But at the end of the day, they're not going to change the way that Pat Murphy goes about managing this game to make sure that the long term is more important than the short term. He's not going to risk Jacob Mizorowski going 90 pitches if it means to get out of a jam in the fifth or the sixth because it's the Cubs. He is going to protect Jacob Mizorowski because he knows that this team has an opportunity to do something special because there is still, 40 games left, 40-some games left in the season, 45, 50? 61 and 40.
There's 57 games left. There's 57 games left. Eight of them are against the Cubs.
He went from 30 to 40 to
yeah, because I was 60. Like, holy cow, there's a lot more. I'm just counting the wins, to be honest.
Yeah, show me my money. Give me my money.
Right.
Because we have from Pottawatomie a group bet of $750 to win like $1,500 on 84 wins for the Brewers. So that's why I don't have the total amount of games. I just keep scratching off those wins on that piece of paper that
it's
is from a Word
thing.
Document. So, yes, I hear you, Brad. The vibe will feel different, but it's not anywhere. It's another series.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Let me ask you this. Is this closer to a series with the Rockies or a playoff
Brad,
series?
Come on, Brad.
No, pick a side.
Yes, Brad, I get where you're coming from. I understand.
This is more than just some casual old series
Brad,
against
it's
the Cubs.
It's a divisional series. Of course it's important.
But there are 57
games left. If the Brewers, God forbid, which I do not think this will happen, but if the Brewers lose all three, they will still have a 3.5 game lead at minimum on every other wild card team in the National League. They will still be 16 games over 500. They still have a five-game series in 2 weeks against the Chicago Cubs. Does it matter? Of course it does. Does it matter more than your average series? The answer is still yes, because it's in your division, and obviously these two teams are tied for the division title. But it is not the level of a postseason series. This is not life or death quite yet. It feels like the Dodgers series 2 weeks ago, where you're going in, you're trying to prove you are dogs and you can compete with anybody. And for a team that has had this underdog mentality for years and years and years, yes, of course it would be badass to go sweep the Cubs and prove you are that team. But it is not a playoff series. It's important,
What happened to Brad Nortman is he bought FanDuel. He started watching the games.
Dang. And now he thinks, assassinated your character.
Now he's like, oh, my gosh.
Now they trying to this come for you.
This is a huge series. This is like a playoff series.
They're trying to act like you were always a Brewers fan.
It is closer to a playoff series than it is just any other series that they
have. Yeah, Brad, because they're playing a good
team.
For
many reasons.
Yes, Brad, you are right with the intensity that will be in – AmFam Field, it will feel more like a playoff series.
I agree with all that
as well.
With
how good both teams are, it will feel more like a playoff series. But I just want y'all to understand that this is not a playoff game, and this game does not determine the division. It doesn't determine a wild card. It doesn't determine if you're going to make it to the NLCS, and it won't determine if you're going to make it to the World Series. Now, of course, we would love for the Milwaukee Brewers to sweep in this series, but just because you sweep in July doesn't mean you're going to be ready to sweep in October. So, yes, be excited about Bragg rights and the excitement for this game and a rivalry, but this series means nothing in the grand scheme of the overall season. But I guess it could come down to one game.
I don't like that he said nothing.
I think
it was a good argument to you so you said nothing.
Okay. I took a step too far.
You can never take a step too far of, like, you actually can. You can take a step too far in the grocery aisle in the freezer section if you walk past Palermo's. Because if you walk past Palermo's, you're just doing it wrong. The Cheez-It is a legendary snack cracker, and I introduced somebody else on Mario Party Thursday to a Cheez-It frozen pizza. Cheez-It flavored cracker crust, square shape, ultra thin, super crispy, in a quick bake time. So actually, I've mastered this. Palermo's lovers, listen up. Put a Boss Hog in. It's an OG Screamin'. Set the oven. Put it in, and I set the timer for 10 minutes, because I know, based off my oven, that the Cheez-It takes 8 minutes. So then when the Boss Hog need another 8 minutes, I put the Cheez-It in, so both pizzas, when the last timer went off for 8 minutes, were ready to go. We had a Boss Hog, a Cheez-It, a little mixture, a little bit of an OG Screaming Sicilian with that stone butter fiery crust, with the Cheez-It pizza. It was an amazing combo, an amazing night. Stock up at your local grocer's freezer and taste what all the screaming is about.
We have a reverse remote, don't we?
Oh, we're talking Stranger Things pizza tomorrow.
Can I admit something? So when I was in New York on vacation, my little cousin was staying at the crib, and he said, "Kyle, y'all got something to eat at the house?" And I was hesitant because
you didn't want to give him.
I didn't want to give
him the good stuff.
So I looked at baby girl. I said, "Dang, you get the Palermo's pizza I got in the freezer." So he ate it.
He ate the whole thing.
He enjoyed it.
Yeah, he enjoyed it. He didn't leave me a slice. Not a single slice. But you know
Definitely not the man of the house.
That's why I can't. Well, I was a little upset about it. But you know what? I got to feed the kids. And that's why I can't wait till tomorrow. Because we get to eat Stranger Things pizzas tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Palermo's is the best. We're at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in the Sportsbook. We wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin portion. Get more into the Brewers. I have Jacob Mizorowski props again, boys. Oh, wow. More Jacob Mizorowski props. We got so much to hit on next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Listen, Diana, that's her name. Listen, we all about positive manifestation. I like you, Diana. All it is negative.
Diana.
Criticize.
Dirty Diana.
I love you, Kyle.
Love you too, girl.
I love you, Kyle.
I love you too. That's what I'm talking about. The real Packer Nation.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Live at the beautiful Pottawatomie Sportsbook, it's Kyle Brust and Nortman wrapping up the ESPN Wisconsin portion of the show. I'm Ben Brust next to Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman. Strophy's running the show. And Strophy, you had a wedding this weekend.
I did. Well, I attended the wedding.
Interesting things happen?
It's important.
Did any interesting things happen?
Oh, my gosh. You came by my desk.
Yeah, remember, Strophe, the Baylors?
Oh, yeah. A couple people didn't show up, which means nothing happened because they weren't there.
Well, they bailed out.
Yeah, in the last, 24 hours before the wedding, I just thought that was rude. I viewed that as rude, but I've never been married before and never hosted a wedding. I don't know if that's normal.
Have you heard this before? Did you know that Greg Scalzo officiated Jim Rutledge coming up next on Jim and Molly's wedding?
He's off today.
Wow.
Going to Cubs Brewers. But yes, I did
know
that.
Jim
yes.
is going to Cubs Brewers today, skipping the show. Jim did not show up after RSVPing yes to Greg Scalzi's
He just no-showed?
Oh. He no-showed. Didn't text her. I texted Jim and said, hey, where are you? I don't remember what the text said because I don't want to botch it, but all I know is didn't show up.
Wow.
I would just send him a bill.
Yeah.
Hey, play. Keep your gift. Pay
send
the bill.
Send him a bill. Yeah. I don't want your gift, but here's what the plate was.
I would the open bar, I would cut that, but the plate, oh, yeah, that plate, that's all good. Don't worry. Hey, don't worry about it, man. Here's a bill.
Yeah.
For hard, you and your plus one.
It's hard to re-claw back those expenses that late, especially with a no-show. Not even the courtesy of a text.
Right.
I'm good at high school. A good college friend that called me the day before my wedding. Something came up, issue, the whole thing. At least I got a courtesy call, and he felt contrite and bummed to miss it.
Listen,
to not show up. Oh.
Oh, do I need to send like the week of warning to say, hey, y'all need to
knowing
let me know,
you.
When
yeah.
do you get 10 days? When do you have to have the final count in?
Like
soon, like now, right?
Ish, yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna tell you, 3 weeks. This is it. That's why
there's an RSVP date, not just show up if you want to.
Well, no, but obviously people ain't got no sense. But I hear, well, as I'm talking trash, when I was a young buck, when the Wisconsin Badgers played against the Alabama Crimson Tide for the first time down in Dallas,
ooh,
Texas,
yeah.
I had a wedding that day that I was invited to go to, and I didn't realize it was on the same day when I said I would be my brother's plus one for his friend's wedding. And the thing is, I didn't go because I wanted to watch the Badger game.
Oh, Kyle.
You didn't go to Dallas?
No.
You skipped to watch it on TV in your underpants?
In my underpants. In my defense, his wedding was at the Art Museum. He could afford whatever little plate he missed
You
out
should
on.
Have went to indulge in that experience.
No.
Instead, you got the Badgers getting thumped.
And they only lost by like 17.
It's very common, and I've been at many weddings, and I'm actually pro for my wedding if there's something going on August 22nd, that you are allowed to stream something at the table.
At the table. Not the ceremony, though.
Not the ceremony.
Okay.
At the table.
I was too big of a Badgers fan to be around people and watch a game.
But not during speeches, right?
Like, I was at a wedding.
What's the cutoff of politeness? When everyone's chatting?
I don't care.
Hey.
Where are you going to put us?
Wait a minute.
Have you had table settings yet?
Over to the KBN sports desk.
Well, I'll just be – I'm just letting you know now. I will be betting on the Bears-Chiefs preseason game that night. So, just letting you know.
Betting on it? Kind of sounds fun.
Well, you guys are in the corner.
What?
We're in the corner?
Wait, what?
Come on.
You guys are next to the kids.
Oh,
no,
dude.
We're not.
Who
the insult.
Who is that?
Furthest part away from the bar.
What?
Why would you do that to me?
Wait, why are you keeping us away from the bar?
You think we're going to burn a hole in
you know how you made the list?
Ben,
you guys are at the very bottom
Ben,
of the
you,
list.
You don't realize the mistake you're making. That allows me to talk to way more people on my way to the bar, which I will make frequent trips. You are exposing every one of your guests to more Alex Strofe by putting me the furthest away from the bar.
Acting as if I care about Alex Strofe and who he talks to on my wedding is like, like that's just such a wild statement. Like I don't care. Like you're gonna be you.
Wow.
Like I'm not gonna stop you from being you.
I appreciate that.
I'm gonna put you at the head table now, Strofe.
Great idea. I heard you're down at Groomsman.
right next to me.
Great idea. Personal attendant.
I regret all these.
I'll have booze. I'll have Advil. I'll have nicotine. I'll have cigarettes. Whatever you need,
That's
buddy.
That's how lowly he thinks of us. We're in the corner by the kids.
I'm insulted.
I'm going to say, shut up.
I thought Kyle loved the kids.
I don't love the kids, but I'm trying to turn
those up.
Those
are my nieces and nephews.
Well, I'm going to tell you nieces and nephews.
Shut up to my nieces and nephews.
The Bears suck and you suck. Hush.
We're back in 2 minutes. Definitely go in the corner. Strokes the glue. Who gives the show its dance? From 2 to 5, we keep it alive. Opinions clash, but the